Then, first of all, let me welcome all of you to our, well, let's guess, probably last survey subgroup call, because as far as I can see it, most of the subgroup's work or the survey issue is almost completed. We do not know the results yet. But thanks to support from staff, the survey was drafted, translated into three language versions, was sent some time ago. There was quite a lot of work to be done mobilizing the respective RALO communities to get the survey completed. As you are all aware, it was quite a challenge and issue again, particularly for those people who have been busy last week in Bali at the Global IGF, where we were confronted with many other issues, etc., and tasks. Then chasing up our respective ALSs, but I got the impression that by now, until end of last week, a certain majority has responded in each region, and thanks to the push from Olivier, the deadline has been extended now for some more days to get the last missing members more or less on board, and to get some more, to have a sort of grace period to push the last missing ALSs per region to fill in the questionnaire, to complete the survey, that we can reach an utmost best response quorum possible. So this was a challenge until now. This was a short introduction, but before I continue, let me suggest to continue with the usual roll call for this meeting. And I would like Steph to continue with this. I don't know whether it's sure. Natalie.
Hello, Wolf. Yeah, this is Natalie. I will do the roll call for you now. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. This is the Atlas II Survey Working Group call on the 29th of October 2013. On the call today, we have Olivier Criffel-Leblond, Cheryl Langdonneau, Tijani Benjema, Cyrano Jvadanian, Devanant Luxing, Eduardo Diaz, Wolf Ludwig, and Yoli Faraguiri. We have apologies from Roberto Gaetano and Sandra Hofwister. From staff, we have Heidi Luis, Carlos Reyes, Matas Diani, Silver Ivanko, and myself, Natalie Peregrin. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Wolf.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Natalie, for this roll call. Anybody from your side who is known among the missing for this call, Natalie has mentioned already, we received apologies from Roberto Gaetano and from Sandra Hofrichter, but I am not spontaneously aware about any other apologies. If there is no one else to be known, then I think we are complete with this one. I already made a short introduction to this call tonight. I think the main issue of this call is a summary about the survey activities. And as we all know, the survey results what should provide the basis for any further program development and content discussion for the next Atlas II. This survey should have been completed already. There was a certain delay, and now I think we are on the best way. The next deadline was extended to 2nd of November for all those who may be reached in the very last minute to complete the survey and to join us as participants for the next Atlas II in June next year in London. And I think it was the aim in all RALOs to get as many members on board as possible. Is there anything from your side you want to add to this mobilization issue? I've seen that Tijani has raised his hand, and Olivier as well. Tijani, you have the floor, please.
Thank you, Wolf. Tijani speaking. First of all, the new deadline is 1st of November and not 2nd of November.
Okay.
Second point, I think that now we are almost done with the survey. Because, for example, for the African region, there will be, we have now only four who didn't vote. And I don't know if we will manage to have them, but I did everything to reach everyone, and perhaps we will have some who will not respond. What we have to do now is to plan what to do in the future. And I think that I would like Matt to tell us what Big Pulse can give us as a result. Will it be a raw result, or will it be a processed result? I mean that can they give us the result as if we analyzed the result of the survey, or will it be raw? That means that we will give you ALS X. Voted the Y response, etc. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for this first information, Tijani. The next on the list is Olivier. You have the floor.
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Olivier Crépin Blanc on the transcript record. I was actually I'm able to answer some of Tijani's questions. First, I must say I entirely agree with Tijani. Out of 160 or so ALSs, it looks as though we've had 137 that have replied so far. The last ones that are remaining are, frankly, unlikely to be dramatically changing the trends that we will be seeing in the answers that are given by the ALSs. Since it is a small subset, and I don't expect the 30 or so ALS, not 30, maybe less, the 25 or so ALSs that have not voted so far to all vote, since, as we know, there are a number of dead ducks in each region, considered dead ducks, as in ALSs that have not responded for a very long time. So we really are looking at just less than a handful of ALSs that might still respond in the rest of this week. For this purpose, I have asked Matt to try and see if he could compile results early enough for this working group and this specific session, actually, today, to be able to look at the results and already have a browse, perhaps even a bit of an analysis, but I think a browse is probably enough for the hour that we have of the results. And you will notice in your Adobe Connect chat that Heidi has put the survey results up. Now, these are the ones taken straight out of the survey surveying tool of the Big Pulse. They incorporate the answers to the original, you know, to the first questions, which include phone numbers, etc. So I have asked for staff to scrub that link from the chat window once we have finished that call, so as for not to end up on the internet and all of the details of the ELS representatives to be out there. But for the purpose of this call, though, and I would suggest that Wolf pursues this for the purpose of this call, here is the link, and you will find the interim results, I guess, since we have not closed the poll yet, but the interim results to all of the questions that are being asked. And the format in which this is given is the standard format that Big Pulse provides formats with. So when you do have separate data that each one of the ELSs has to draft to write in, of course, you have 150 or so answers. But when it comes down to selecting a language, for example, then you end up seeing the actual data that is given there. And that's compiled automatically by Big Pulse. That's all for me. Thanks very much. Back to you, Wolf.
Okay, thanks a lot, Olivier. I have to ask you a direct question because I'm not sure whether I understood you properly, whether you were suggesting that we do a close analyze of the results and the responses of the various ALSs already tonight, what I think would be quite difficult. I've realized if I have seen this right, we have received 137 responses from ALSs from all regions, which is quite an impressive number. What means, as Asa has confirmed before, it's only per region very few ALSs, and most of the few ALSs are some well-known dead ducks who didn't respond until now. So from the responses we received from the day, we can say this is a more or less consolidated result already over all regions. It's quite impressive, and it shows a lot of mobilization forces in all regions to have pushed so many members to participate in the survey. Okay, it was more or less a necessity for all of them, and I think they've clearly understood it, that this was necessary to qualify for a participation and invitation to Atlas II next June in London. But on the content side of the survey, I'm not sure whether anybody of us has had the time to go into the survey details and to make a content-based analysis of the questions already. Any other opinions on that?
Yes, if you don't mind.
Yes, please, Tichane, go ahead.
Thank you. I am just discovering the results of Big Pulse. And for example, for 1.4 working languages, I have two results, different results, but I don't know what they are about. So I am really confused here. Even three. No, the third one is comments. But the two first one, 1.4, there is not indication. 1.4 working language, and you have the number of voters, the group, the percentage ranked by vote, and you have three columns the same with figures and names in the last column. So perhaps in analysis we need to have the question here.
Yes, I tend to agree, Tijani. These are so many. These are so many pages, and I've just seen these poll results for the first time some minutes ago. So I only had the opportunity to scroll through the various information. And I'm not sure whether it's really possible to make a sort of qualified analysis of the results, because as we know, there were several parts of the survey. First of all, there was a formal one regarding contact details, etc., and updates of contact, primary, secondary contacts, email accounts and the like, and the second part of the survey was directed towards content suggestion for the programming process of Atlas II. Therefore, I don't think we are right now in a position. We may have more questions than answers tonight, and I think as far as possible we should concentrate on asking such questions than to make some kind of conclusion. I see Olivier's hand raised. Olivier, you have the floor.
Thank you, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. I never said we need to draw conclusions. My suggestion was to review the results that we have. Now, reviewing the results that we have means that we can scroll through the questions, page down. You'll see on your screen, you've all been given the ability to scroll independently. And so scroll through the things and, for example, look at 1.1 and find out that 24% of the respondents were from Lacrallo, and 21% from AP Rallo, 21% or so from Urallo, and 16 or 17% of Norallo, and 16% of AfRallo, which effectively gives us the composition, which, may I say, is quite well-balanced, of our community. And what I can draw out from this is be satisfied that we've got this, and it looks as though the results are somehow okay, because it fits with the composition of our of the Raylos that we have. I can scroll further down and scroll to page number, let's have a look. So we go through all of the personal information. We don't need primary contacts, secondary contacts, and we can scroll all the way down to the languages, which is the question that Tijani has asked, which I believe is number 1.4, and ask ourselves whether the data here is valid, not draw conclusions. Here we have working languages, and we've got English, and we've got no preferred second working UN language. There's French, Spanish, Arabic, Chinese, and Russian, and I can see that 45% of our ALSs are able to work in English. And that 29.2% have got no preferred second working UN language. Now, since Matt has asked the question and has worked these things out, maybe we can ask at that point to Matt, what do these mean? How are these numbers compiled? Does it look at first guess, second guess? What do these numbers effectively mean? That's the sort of question I was going to suggest that we go through, so as at least we validate the validity of the data that we have in front of us, and whether this group at the end of this week can all work by itself, members of this group, and then meet again next week to actually have their conclusions ready. We need to get that analysis done ASAP, which is the reason why I'm putting pressure for this group to validate data today on the call. Thank you.
Yes, thanks. Olivier, as you suggested, for some further explanations, I would like to hand over to Matt if he can give us some more indications about this results, especially from point one, from 1.4, working languages, etc., and following. If you are ready, Matt, you have the floor.
Hi, this is Matt for the record. I can definitely take a look into what's going on. I'm not really happy to take a look over, look at it over the next few hours and see what's going on.
I'm not sure whether I got the last part of your. You sound quite remotely to me.
Sorry. Well, I've been sick for about 2 or 3 weeks now. What I was saying was, I can take a look at it over the next couple hours and get back to you by the end. You know, within a reasonable time after the end of the call, and let you know what's going on with 1.4.
Okay, I think now I got it. Okay, then let me ask the others of you, if you scroll through the poll results we have received so far, and if you are looking a bit closer on it, are there any immediate questions from your side that pop up to you if you have a look on the different sections of the results, like the working languages, and afterwards what icon issues, it's 2.1, what icon issues do you believe are currently of most concern for internet users in your region, where we have the different answer types, and then and the prioritization and various names and voters on this. Any further questions from your side? Yes, I see Tichani's hand raised, and Olivier again. First, Tichani, you have the floor.
Thank you, Wolf. Tichani speaking. I think that those questions will be asked tomorrow. I think that now we have to take this result together with the original survey, and we will sure understand something. If we still have questions, we will ask later, because I am sure even Matt wouldn't answer our questions like this. He has to find. So we don't have to lose this time trying to understand and asking questions. Now, what is necessary now is to see what will be the next steps. What do we have to do tomorrow? What are the new deadlines? What are the new timelines, I mean? For example, the part of the survey regarding the capacity building, I need to analyze it the most speedy. Because when we have done that, we will try to have a meeting, a common meeting with the three groups, and we will try to define the kind of capacity building we can give to the ALSS, because time is very short, and we need to define already the program, and then to try to find how we will implement it. Will we do it through the ICANN Academy, or we will do it a part of the ICANN Academy? What tool we will use? Will it be the online platform? Will it be webinars? All those questions we have to answer very soon to prepare the material and then to start, because you will not give them all the information in one day or in 1 week. we need a long time so that they digest them, so that they tell us if they are benefiting of this capacity building, and so that they can participate effectively and actively in the summit. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Tichani. Before I give over to Olivier and the other people who have raised their hand, just a short comment. I honestly do not see the link to the ICANN Academy in this respect. Sandra is not on the call tonight. But I think in my eyes the next step is as soon as the survey is completely accomplished by the 1st of November, we need consolidated results. This would be from my side a question to Matt or at large staff, whether we could have a breakdown of the results in a different way, because like this, it would be extremely difficult to analyze the outcomes and the weighting of the different questions we asked and the majorities for the topics. This would be a question from my side, and then as you already asked it, Tichani, what would be the next steps after we have a content-based analysis of the survey results? This should be possibly done, I think, next week after we have got the results and we have had some time to go through it in a silent manner. I would, for my part, need at least half a day to have a closer look and to come up with a good picture about the results. But next on the list is Olivier now.
Thank you, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. Now, you understand the confusion there is at the moment, since everyone is just seeing this file for the first time. I see a big discussion on the chat with regards to the working languages, as there are two sections in the file, one on page 83 and one on page 84, which speak about the languages one after the other. The confusion stems from the fact that the question itself is not listed on the results. So on the working languages, the first question was, give your first primary language. First primary language for 61% of the ALSs was English, for 20% was Spanish, for 14% was French, for 2% was Russian, 1.5% or so Arabic, and just one ALS responded that it was Chinese. And then the next question in the survey was, give the secondary language. And for nearly 46% of our ALSs, the secondary language was Chinese. 30% did not have another working language than the language that they provided to start with. And 8.7% was French, and 7.3% was Spanish, etc., etc., etc. I'm afraid, Wolf, these are the consolidated results, and you're not going to get any more consolidation than what there is at the moment in the Big Pulse file, except perhaps some cleaning up of the text responses that are given. But Big Pulse was chosen specifically because it consolidated the results and gave them things this way. Now, there might be some confusion with regards to multiple answer questions, such as, for example, what ICANN issues do you believe are currently of most concern for Internet users in your region? That's section 2.1 on page 88, at the bottom of page 88. That, to me, also looks very confusing, and Matt would probably have to shed some light over this. I understand this is weighted voting. So it the big call system would probably put those in a certain order. I'm not quite sure how. But apart from this, the results are consolidated. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Olivier. The next on my list is Dave.
Thank you. This is Dave Vivananti Luxing speaking. I guess my question is, well, again, goes back to Matt. And I think because I do think that we need to have this information in a spreadsheet so you can then do breakouts. So that will be my first question, and because the sooner we can get that comma separated value file for the which is the technical term used by BigPulse, which can then be imported into a spreadsheet, we can then start doing breakouts. For example, we can then start seeing the regional what are the regional looking issues from each of the five railroads and so forth. This is what I did for when I was chair of the at-large structure survey in 2010, and it worked very well once we had that spreadsheet form. So my question is, and I think it was asked by Tijani, but maybe I missed the answer, when can we get the comma-separated value file?
Yes, thanks, Steph. Actually, this is the point I was referring to when I perhaps wrongly said consolidated. Consolidated, I was meaning a sort of spreadsheet. We had for the first survey results in 2009 and then again for the ALS survey, I think in 2010, where we had a better overview a better way how to analyze finally the results. I have two more. I would ask perhaps Matt can first give us more information or explanation on this before I give over to Eduardo. Eduardo, if you agree, I would like to give now the floor to Matt.
Yes, please. Yes.
Please, Matt, you have the floor.
Hi, everyone. This is Matt for the record. It will not be hard to actually put it into the spreadsheet. For some reason, I'm
Matt,
having technical difficulties.
Matt, sorry. Matt, can you speak closer to the mouthpiece?
Yes,
please. You're sounding a little far away. I think that might be a problem.
Yes, thank you, Charles.
You know, I'm not sure what's happening. Let me just try to speak louder. Can everyone hear me?
Matty.
It's not good.
I'm not sure what's going on with my phone today, but I'll try to speak loudly, and if it doesn't work, then I'll type it into the chat. I can definitely provide the results in the spreadsheet as requested. But I'm having technical difficulties today, so I gave the link as quickly as possible for the actual call. But if you give me about 10 minutes or so, I can probably rush. I can definitely provide an actual spreadsheet with the information.
I think I only got part of what you said because you really sound very remote. I hope that others were more lucky and got some more could understand some more information. But I now would like to give the floor to Eduardo.
Thank you, Wolf. This is Eduardo for the record. I just wanted to put in perspective this whole conversation about the survey. And, you know, sometime I would like to have some time to talk about the timeline on, you know, what time we have to analyze this and come up with some kind of draft events that Giannis, you know, mentioned before. So let me know when I can jump in because, you know, we need to look at where we are in terms of, you know, the big picture. Thank you.
Right. Let me suggest that we put this under agenda item 4, analysis of process. Of course, if we now come up with a sort of a conclusion regarding the final steps on the survey and conclusion from the surveys, etc., we have to go over to analyzing any further steps and process. And I think it's there where you come in again, Eduardo, if you
Thank
agree.
You. Well, thank you.
You are welcome.
Well, I'm sorry, do you want me to do it now or later? I'm sorry.
Well, let me first ask, I think we all agreed that we would like to have the results on a sort of spreadsheet, what makes it easier really to go through and to come to draw some conclusions from the variety of information we now have on in this form, what is, I think, not only for me but generally difficult. It will take enormous time to draw clear conclusions from the presentation we now have in front of us. And as soon we have the spreadsheet, I think it would be easier and quicker to analyze it, and then to discuss the interpretations and outcomes in a next call. I would say next week, and then afterwards, if we have some conclusions, we can go a step further discussing what it finally means for the next subgroup which is led by Tijani, and taking this as a basis for further inputs into the content and programming group. Tijani has raised his hand. Tijani, you have the floor.
Thank you, Wolf. First of all, I would like to say that I don't find those results absolutely unclear. But I'd like only Matt to see and to tell us how Big Pulse do with the weighted vote. This is the most unclear thing for me. For the others, it's for me they are clear. They are clear, but I need to read the questions together with the results, and then I will tell you. That's why I told you tomorrow, perhaps by email, we can exchange and say, yeah, oh, I understand everything, or no, I didn't understand it. What does that mean, etc. Because now we just see it, so we don't have any recul in French. Coming back now to the next steps, I think that perhaps a call next week will be poorly attended. No. It's not right, because yes, we have time. So next week we can have a call, yes, and it will be good. But we have to think about what we'll do in Buenos Aires. I think that our meeting in Buenos Aires has to be very productive. We don't have time now, so we have to fix our goal for the meeting of Buenos Aires. What we will do, what are the outputs of this meeting? Sure, we will prepare this by a call next week, but in Buenos Aires, I think that we have to get outputs that allow us to really begin the preparation of the summit. Thank you.
Thanks, Tijani. I totally agree with you. I've seen a confirmation in the chat by Matt that he is able to provide us with a spreadsheet in an Excel format, etc. I think that's exactly what was mentioned by Dev before. and on such a basis, in combination with seeing the question that was raised and having the results from the votes and the responses from the ALS, it makes it much easier for us to analyze it. And I think once we have analyzed this, we are a big step ahead. And then I agree with you, Tichani, that Buenos Aires latest would be the next opportunity to work with the results and to go the next step further to concentrate on the content. I see now Cheryl sent raised. Cheryl, you have the floor, please.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And, of course, now is the time that I drop out of the Adobe room. So please put my hand down until I get back in. Cheryl, for the record here, I just wanted to say, yes, I fully agree with Tijani's point about having a call to look at the then poll-closed material, which we will have in a spreadsheet form, and, of course, in this form that we have in front of us already next week. I think that's essential because we should then, once we're all clear about what we are looking at, hopefully that will happen in next week's call, in Buenos Aires we can get down to the analysis that's required once we have a shared knowledge and understanding about the types of material and what it means in front of us. I put my hand up, though, Wolf, because I thought something that I had used many years ago explaining a type of weighted voting procedure in DigPulse for when we instituted the instant runoff process for elections was to ask one of the representatives of the DigPulse company, who after all we pay, so they damn well should dance to our tune, to come and spend a few minutes explaining it all in absolute clarity and with total authority. And I'd be very keen, not that I think Matt wouldn't be capable of explaining the weighting of it, but I think it's a responsibility that probably should you know, be backed up by the people whose material and system we're using, that they should be either able to provide Matt with a definitive explanation to pass on with us, or spend, you know, 15 minutes explaining it and asking our questions anyway. That would give an additional advantage, of course, of us finding out what additional metrics and analysis tools may be available to us, because I'm sure, like most companies, they're rapidly upgrading and changing these, and it may be that what Dev had access to when he did his analysis with his team last time might be slightly able to be more automated, or there might be, you know, things that are easier for us to use and access in Buenos Aires that are now, you know, part of the toolkit that we could have access to. But again, I would suggest that Matt should explore that before our next meeting. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Cheryl. I've seen in the chat that Dev sent some links for an example how the spreadsheet from the big pools can be dissected, referring to the large structure survey in 2010, and the two links he provided. I had difficulties with both of them. The first one didn't work at all, and the next one is on Google, and I had to log in with my Google password, etc. But I think we are all clear that we need another format to have to try better and closer analysis for this. Next one is Eduardo.
Thank you, Walt. This is a wonderful record. I just wanted to say that I totally agree with what Tijani said, that we should have another call next week. And I will say more than that from this Friday until, I will say, November 14 or 15, that we're ready to go to Buenos Aires, we should have some of these major data analyzed And we should, you know, the events group, which is led by Tijani, to have some kind of draft based on the, you know, whatever analysis we have at that time. And then during Buenos Aires, we should talk about the events that should be driven the atlas. And you know, and we can talk about how these events evolved from this analysis. That's my recommendation. So, but before, you know, the end of the year, we have some kind of understanding what this is going to look like. Thank you.
Okay. I agree with both of your proposals. I think for the action items of today, this is first we need this spreadsheet, which was repeatedly mentioned and suggested here, a similar form a format as we had for previous survey results. What makes it easier for this group and others to quicker analyze and combine questions raised and respective answers. And then as soon we have got this spreadsheet for drawing conclusions, we need to have a next survey subgroup call next week. I would say middle of next week would be preferable. And then after our next call, where we can come up hopefully with some clearer conclusions, etc., and some clearer pictures and ideas what the majority of survey participants suggested and want us to consider for the survey planning. With such results, then we can go to Buenos Aires, and I think the main task in Buenos Aires at the spot then would be to come together and draft some preliminary outlines for a summit survey, for a summit program. Do you agree with this action items and with this timeline? I see I've seen Tijani, and Tijani disappeared, but Eduardo again. Eduardo, you have the floor.
Thank you, Wolf. This is Eduardo for the record. I will. I like the action items, but I will tune the one in Buenos Aires. Instead of sitting there and drafting something, we should have something already drafted. You know, the outline drafted, so we can work on that and refine it. That's the only change to what you were saying. That's my recommendation.
Okay. I think we can agree. What about after our next call next week, and when we discuss on the content, on the outcome and the conclusions, that I think all of us have the opportunity on that basis to make some drafting suggestions for Buenos Aires, that we do not start from point zero in Buenos Aires when we meet there, but that all of us have some kind of pre-formulated suggestions, and then we can exchange this among each other and work on some of the drafts. Tijani has raised his hand again. Tijani, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Wolf. Tijani speaking. I understand very well what Eduardo said, and I think it's very easy, since if we have the final result, if we manage to read correctly the final result of the survey, the proposal of a program of content for the summit is very easy to do, and it will be done. So once I have the final result well read and well understood, I will provide first draft of the program.
Okay, thanks for this offer, Tijani. I think we are then all arguing in a similar direction, that after next week's call, when we hopefully then we'll have the spreadsheet with clearer results, then we can discuss on priorities, etc., for the content planning, etc., and then Tijani and if others would like to prepare some more drafts, we could use this as a preparation for the Buenos Aires meeting and then immediately start to work on the suggested drafts. Does this seem a feasible way and process for the next steps to Buenos Aires? A spreadsheet from staff, then a call next week, etc., and from the a call next week, some first drafting for a program to be submitted for Buenos Aires and discussed and further developed on the spot in Buenos Aires. Tijani has raised his hand. Yes, he has the floor again.
Yes, thank you, Wolf. Tijani speaking. May I propose the following action item? 2nd of November, Matt send us the same this format of result from Big Pulse and try to set the spreadsheet and send it perhaps after, but starting 2 of November we have to get at least these results so that we can do our analysis on the final result and not on those results which
correct.
Are not the final one. Thank you.
Yes. I think this should be possible and feasible. I see no contradiction from Matt's side. And of course, for the next survey subgroup call, we all should be in a position to have a clearer picture about the results and then really discuss on content priority and conclusions. Eduardo, you are next.
Thank you. Thank you, Wolf. This is a wonderful record. I just wanted to point out in the chat to Tijani, the staff is asking if you want to have the event subgroup call, one call before the Buenos Aires meeting.
May I respond to this question?
Yes, yes please.
Thank you. I don't think it is necessary because the call we will have for the survey subgroup will be, if you want, the preparation. We will have the final result, and we will agree more or less on this final result. And starting from this point, since I will travel starting from Monday, I will not be able to have another call after the call of the subgroup survey.
Okay.
So I think that we will not need a group for the content. We will discuss the content in Buenos Aires. I think so.
Yes, thanks, Tijani, and I think I agree with you. After the next call, concentrated on conclusions, I think we are a big step ahead, and then I think it's probably more productive than to reflect the conclusions, etc., and on this basis, and as Tijani suggested, to make some first drafts for Buenos Aires, and I think it would be better and most probably much more productive to have the first meetings then physically in Buenos Aires and to concentrate on the content and programming outlines. I think if we all agree on these next steps and procedural parts, etc., are there any questions or suggestions from your side? We are almost at the end of our call time.
Wolf, is it Heidi?
Yes, Heidi. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm wondering if there is now going to be no events subgroup call prior to Buenos Aires. Should there also not be a PR subgroup call before Buenos Aires, and any items, any discussion of PR materials can be held initially in Buenos Aires, and then a call of that subgroup scheduled post DA. Is that okay?
Well, I see approval from Cheryl. As far as I remember, I've seen a doodle going on last week for a PR call. For this week or next week, I don't remember precisely. So I'm not in charge of the PR subgroup. In my opinion, it would be enough to have a parallel meeting in Buenos Aires, but perhaps somebody from the PR group, I think it's Olivier who is chairing this, could say something more about the suggestion that a prior Buenos Aires call is needed, or we could just organize a parallel meeting in Buenos Aires. But Tichani has raised his hand again. Tichani, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you, Wolf. I think there is a call programmed this week for the survey PR your subgroup. Is it programmed? I think so.
Yeah, but there's no reason I can't be cancelled.
Ah, if it is cancelled, it's okay. But if we have already one programmed, I don't think we will need another.
I just see PR group is not quite critical to the process, comment from Olivier, and I tend to agree with this. I think once we have a clearer picture, I think the PR process should step in. PR, in my opinion, is selling a result or selling a product. And as long as we do not have a more precisely defined a product, I think PR is not so essential at this stage. Therefore, I also tend that if it's already cancelled or postponed, I think we should keep it for Buenos Aires, and then in Buenos Aires take the opportunity and sit together and discuss about any next steps in PR respect. I see approval from Eduardo on this point. Okay, from Heidi. Also approval from Cheryl and Tichani. I think then we, and from Dev, I think we agree on here that PR is really not the priority at the moment, and it's time enough if we have this in Buenos Aires and to concentrate prior to Buenos Aires really on the survey outcomes and the survey conclusions and the drafting process for a first program outline. I think we can also all agree on this point. Is there anything from your side, any further questions regarding next steps and process? If this is not the case, I think we are clear about the next steps, consolidated results to be presented after 1st of November, by 2nd of November, when the extended deadline is over, and then to receive a presentation of the results in an Excel format, and then to organize the call for next week, preferably middle of next week. I will move to Lisbon over the weekend, and I think I will be roughly installed by the beginning of next week, so middle of next week for the next survey subgroup call would be all right. And then I think we can discuss on a more consolidated basis than today, and really can concentrate on conclusions. Eduardo and Cheryl.
Yes, this is Eduardo. This is Eduardo. Yes. I just wanted to say that even though we are, 2 weeks late on the survey, when I look at the timeline, it's the things that we're doing. If we work effectively in Buenos Aires, I think we are, we can be on time to get this, the work that we should be doing this year before the end of the year. So, I mean, just the time is squeezed, but I think it's doable. So I just wanted to let you know I will be updating the timeline this week. Thank you.
Okay, thanks thanks a lot, Eduardo. I completely share your point of view. We have a certain delay, but if we really concentrate and use the time in Buenos Aires when we physically are there and meet each other almost on a daily basis, we can use this opportunity to catch up with work, etc., to be more or less again in our timeline. Cheryl has raised her hand. Please, you have the floor next.
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Cheryl for the transcript record. I just wanted to focus in on Buenos Aires and indeed be terribly, terribly selfish about it. I like very much the idea of us having some parallel work done. But I wondered what is the time we have available for meeting, and forgive me if it was covered off while I was out of the room, but if you could make sure, Natalie, if you can make sure that the lump of time that is dedicated to these Atlas II activities is in my calendar, so I don't get more than double or triple books, that would be greatly appreciated. But I wondered if you were going to run in parallel, would you be perhaps convening in whatever block of time you have available during the meeting as a committee of the whole, and then breaking up within perhaps a larger room into the various sub-teams for a little work group activity? Or were you going to try and get, different bites of time? If it's different bites of time, then that's going to be far more difficult to manage. From my perspective, might be better to convene as a whole, do a quick intro, do some sharing of information and knowledge, break into various sub-teams, and then come back to do some, results and sharing and next steps. But as I say, that's me being very, very selfish. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Cheryl. I've seen in the chat that Heidi assisted already with some further hints that there are three times the Atlas will be convened during Buenos Aires, starting from Sunday afternoon, Wednesday, and I think we also may have some opportunities if we cannot do everything during the official meetings. At least some of us can coordinate among each other, and if needed, to agree on some informal meetings where we can invite people who are available, etc., but using the time as much as possible to get the main part of the next steps and work done. And as Heidi confirmed, I believe the ELEC room is large enough for some breakout groups. I think Buenos Aires will quite offer some good opportunities for some more productive work to do. Any further questions or suggestions? We are already a bit behind our time and schedule. If there are no immediate questions and suggestions, let me thank you all for your active and fruitful participation. I think we are on a good track again, and I really hope that we will have a clearer picture on the survey outcomes by the end of this week, and then getting the consolidated results immediately afterwards, after the 2nd of November, and then I think Steph will organize the next survey subgroup call for the middle of next week, and I am looking forward to hear you again in about a week at our next call. Thanks a lot for your contributions, for your excellent participation, and wishing all of you a good night.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, both. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gracias, adiós. Bye.